This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Okay, we're back. Want to talk about skinning anything? We can talk about that today. I just can't demonstrate it here on the radio. Now, my trapper buddy is still poo-pooing the air idea. I'm not sure. The air skinning. I just read his last email. Pretty funny. But, yeah, he kind of poo-poos that whole air skinning idea. I'm sorry I brought it up. I've been castigated by a friend, so it's okay. We can deal with that. However, let's talk about not skinning something else today. So let's talk about fishing, hunting, crabbing, the great outdoors, or guns, or anything you want to talk about. We're more than glad to talk about it. We got a lot of comments on our show last week, a lot of emails about the UN Arms Trade Treaty, and we appreciate our listeners that took the time to comment. We did get back to most of them, and there are people who are concerned out there. There are people who are active in writing their senators and calling their congressmen and active in the system, and that's what the whole purpose of this show is, to provide you with information to inspire you to act, to do what you need to do, to get engaged and engage your government, even at the lowest levels. And you can make a difference. You certainly can. You do get some crazy responses, however, from some people. I know that I wrote some of our state delegates this past year on a couple of bills and sent emails out. And I think I got out of maybe 30 emails, I might have got 3 responses back. And one of them was, "Hey, we're glad that we were able to defeat this bill." And I simply sent back a note that said, "Why would you be celebrating to me when I was, I wanted the bill to pass and you defeated the bill? Why are you bragging about it to me? Did you not even read my email that I was opposed to this bill or I was in support of this bill?" Whatever it was, the state delegate was going the opposite way and celebrating the fact that they had gone against my concerns. So, just some of them are just aren't the brightest bulbs in the box, and we continue to vote for them. And you know why? It's because people see a name, they hear a name, or they don't know, and they don't take the time, and they just sign the box, they just, check the box, and let's put this guy, this woman, this judge, this congressman back in office, and he's been there a long time, he must be doing a good job because he keeps getting the job. I know I don't have to preach to the choir, this audience. That's not the way to do it. What you need to do is be informed, because you listen to talk radio. Be informed. Confirm for yourself that what you're hearing is accurate. And then don't just talk back to the host. Don't just talk to your family. Talk to other people. You're having coffee with somebody, you don't want to bring politics up, but if that person says, "I don't know what we're going to do about taxes," be prepared with an answer. Boy, the cost of doing business is going up. What do you think about the price of gas? There's so many opportunities where you can engage. And, you got to pick your moment. You got to pick your moment. So, I don't know. I just do what I do here, and it's you hear it coming from my heart. I'm not the the best communicator, but I do have passion. I do have a love for what I do, and I don't know everything, and I'll admit I don't know everything, and you catch me pretty easily on a lot of stuff, but there is a lot of stuff that I could help you with as well. And speaking about an expert, outstanding in his field, Alan Summers just walked in. Yes, he was outstanding in his field, but then it started raining, so then he came inside and decided to do his radio show today. I'm prattling. I need some folks to talk to. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Tell me a story. Give me a recipe. Do something. Help me out here. It's two-way talk. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. 1-800 WCBM 680. Waterfowl. Waterfowl. All the estimates of the nesting and the recruitment, the hatch and all that stuff are in. The waterfowl proposals for the late season will be going in next week. Next week. The Atlantic Flyway Council met. The Service Regulations Committee, will also vote to approve the Atlantic Flyway Council's recommendations. And the Wildlife Advisory Commission has to approve the recommendations from our waterfowl guy, and that all takes place next week. And there are, again, some positive things for waterfowlers, and I'm not going to spill the beans. I protect my information and my sources. But, again, good news. Good news for duck hunters, good news for goose hunters, and we'll share that. If those proposals are approved, and we will be happy to share those with you. Trout fishing around Cumberland. Vince in Chestertown. Hey, Vince, how are you?
How you been, Alan?
Good, buddy. Did you get my message a couple weeks ago on the braided line?
Yeah, I did. I was listening to the show, and I heard what the gentleman said, and I tried it, and it works.
Yeah, but there's actually a little tool.
That, oh, really?
Yeah, that works a lot better. Tochterman's, when I stopped by there a couple of weeks ago, right after your call, they listen. They listen to the show, the folks at Tochterman's. And Tony himself said, come over here, son. I'm going to teach you about braided line.
What's the tool?
It's a cool tool called a snippet.
Oh really?
Yeah, and it's on a ring. You know, you can mount it on your vest. It's not a clip or anything like that. It's just a little device that has retractable jaws, and it works good. I mean, it's like a glorified pair of scissors, but it's just, you know, the nipper part.
All right, I got to pick one of them up.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to use this braided. I'm gonna give it a workout tomorrow.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good, good. Yeah, and I'm sure you looked online for some of the knots.
I did that uni, but you just got to be sure that you got to do like 8 wraps.
Yeah, you got to do the right amount of wraps.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, if you go online and look on Shaw Grigsby.
Okay.
Look on his site. He's got an unnamed braid knot that he uses. There's no name on it. It's a little complicated, but it actually, you wind up with I think 3 tag ends, because it involves a loop and wrapping a loop and, you know, all kinds of stuff. I can't even describe it, and I don't have a name for it. But Shaw Grigsby online is the guy that you go and look at.
Yeah, I know him. It's that bass fisherman with a mustache.
Yeah, he's the guy.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check that.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I do saltwater and freshwater fly fishing.
Okay.
And the wife wants to go up the Rocky Gap in September with the travel trailer. And I said, okay, and I'll do a little fishing.
Sure.
But I'm not familiar with any of the trout streams up there. And I'll tell you truthfully, I've been trout fishing with my 2 cousins out of York, Pennsylvania.
Right.
So I've been fishing up there, and I've been doing more saltwater fly fishing down around through here.
Mm-hmm.
What can you recommend up around in there? Even catch and release, you know, I I do a lot of catch and release, so that would even work.
There's a creek there that runs through Flintstone, Maryland, which is close to where you are.
Okay.
Very nice. Savage River up there is excellent.
Okay.
You get up into that area, and just about any stream you find is going to have trout in it. It is a very, very nice area up there.
Okay.
I would just pull out your map and
right.
take a look, because there are, you know, as far as specific hot spots are concerned.
Right.
But there are any number of trout streams in the area. You're surrounded with them there if you're going to Cumberland, Rocky.
I'll have to look.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you talk about maps, and I have to, I don't want to, slam anybody. But when I went to a show,
mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania has the best fishing maps. They have it broken down into sectors like Southern Central PA, Northern Central, Western.
Yep.
And it shows you the stream, shows you what kind of fish are in them.
Yep.
Man, I wish Maryland had that. They are really handy.
Yes, they are. No question about it.
I don't know why we can't do that.
Well, we're too busy talking about our smart, green, and growing tip of the week.
Okay. I mean, it's really, really nice.
I know.
Wow, you've seen them, haven't you?
Oh yeah, when I was working out of Pennsylvania, when I was a younger man, I'm going to say 30 years ago, someone came out with a map of all the trout streams in Pennsylvania, the entire state.
Wow.
And it was, it was pretty exhaustive. It was a huge map. I mean, this is one you put on the wall, and they were very popular. And there's just who can help you out, Vince?
Who?
The fly shop down at Bass Pro Shop. Larry Coburn, who used to run the shop, he's retired down there now. I'm sure they still sell his book called Fishing Maryland Trout Streams.
All right, I'll check it out.
And I don't know if it's available online.
Yeah, well, I get over that way off and on. I'll probably be over that way in about a week. I'll have to pop in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, DNR has their stocking. If you go on the web DNR website, too, they also have their stocking schedule.
Yeah, that don't really tell you much.
Well, but it lets you know how many streams there are in the counties.
Well, that's true, too. But they don't tell you the catch and release spots and some of the other stuff either, because some streams are strictly fly rod with fly and catch and release.
Oh yeah, sure.
And you got the neat, and that's pretty good to know, because a lot of times they're not hit as heavy.
Yep, I'm looking here online, and that magazine is available on Amazon.
Okay,
it's called Guide to Maryland Trout Fishing: The Catch and Release Streams.
All right, I'll look that up.
Yeah, Charlie Gelso and Larry Coburn are the authors of that, and you can pick that up from them or buy it new. But yeah, that's one of the better ones. And there's another one on Amazon called Maryland Trout Fishing: The Stocked and Wild Rivers.
Okay,
that's by Steve Moore.
So
you can buy these books used on Amazon.com too, and you don't have to pay the whole deal.
I'm going to give you a quick fishing report. I went to the fishing club meeting the other day.
Okay.
And we had a talker, a speaker, a fellow that wrote a book about jig fishing. He's big into jig fishing.
Okay.
And he was very good, and he collaborated with one of our members, said there were acres and acres of rockfish breaking off of Swan Point a couple of days ago.
Really? Any size?
Oh, yeah.
Any size,
yeah,
to them?
Some of them were nice fish.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and actually up by Poole Island.
No kidding.
Yeah, up that way they had them breaking in there, too. And somebody said they even picked up a couple of blues up to about 20 inches.
I like those blues. They're good on the grill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the hottest tip I got from the members of the fishing club just the other day.
All right.
I'll pass it on.
Hold on a minute there, Vince, if you got a second.
Yeah. Sure.
Want to connect you with Claire. There we go. Claire, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Vince, there's Claire.
Hello, Claire.
I had to say, I used to go to Allegheny College out in Western Maryland, and if you're at Rocky Gap, Evitts Pond is there's Evitts Pond
and Evitts Creek.
And Evitts Creek, right?
Okay.
There.
Yep.
You don't have to go far from the park at all.
No.
Brown trout all day long in Evitts Creek. It's wonderful fishing. And
that's great. That's great. Now, I'll check Evitts Creek and see what may be hatching up around this time, and I'll pick up the appropriate fly.
Yeah, it's Evitts, I believe. Is that right, Claire?
Right. And
yeah.
Evitts Pond, which is right off of I forgot what they changed the route number to, but right off the interstate, right
68,
there.
I believe.
68. There's three ponds. Fish the first one, and if you don't like that one, you walk over to the next one, then you walk over to the next one. They're all within like 100 yards of each other, and that's a fun day.
Yeah. All right, I'll definitely check that out. Thank you very much for the information.
All right, you have fun.
Thanks, Claire.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There goes Claire.
See that? All I got to do is call your show, and it saves me 2 hours of being on the Internet.
That's the way it works, buddy. Glad to be of service.
All right, thanks,
Vince.
Alan.
Hey.
All right, bye.
Hey. Do I have your number, Vince? He's gone. All right, I was going to get Vince's number next time over in Chestertown, look him up, but that's all right. Where are we? Where are we, Pat? Do I want to do a break? That's a loaded question. I probably ought to do a break. I'm looking for something that somebody sent me. Of all the stuff that's going on in the area today, and I can't come up with it, so. But yeah, I'll do a break. I'll be glad to do a break. That's not it. Is it in the back of the book? Might be in the back of the book, but I don't think so. Nope. All right. Well, we'll find it. We'll look for it while the breaks are playing there. But it's time for me to talk to you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Now, you could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, maybe even a vacation from the World Fishing Network. That's the World Fishing Network. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, the tidal rivers in Chesapeake Bay, and even on the Atlantic coast that qualify. Stop by your local Fish and Citation Center. Visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge honoring Maryland's own Lefty Cray. And Diamond Jim, a tagged rockfish. He's worth $20,000 if you catch him by the end of the month. If you wait till after the new batch is tagged this coming week to go out, well, and catch Diamond Jimmy's worth $25,000. Yep, and he's got lots of imposters out there, too. Even the imposters are worth a fair amount of money, a minimum of $500. And if nobody catches Diamond Jim, the entire $25,000 is up for grabs for everybody. They'll be split among everybody who's caught a tagged fish. What do you think of that? So get out there and go fishing. Diamond Jim is swimming. If you catch a rockfish with a bright green spaghetti tag in his belly, hang on to it. Call the number on the tag, and you might have just won a $20,000 or $25,000 prize. Once again, that website, www.dnr.maryland.gov. My question to you is, are you feeling lucky?
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Immigrants to the U.S. are more inclined than native-born Americans to go into business for themselves. They represent 13% of the nation's population, but the Fiscal Policy Institute says as of 2010, nearly one in five small businesses was owned by an immigrant. And they're also helping local economies by setting up shop in areas beyond major cities. The study downplays the role of immigrant-founded technology titans such as Yahoo and Google. Immigrant-owned firms are more likely to be mom-and-pop operations that do well, despite the predominance of big-box retailers and the growth of online shopping. The FPI study found immigrants are concentrated in some industries, such as taxi services, dry cleaners, and gas stations. They also have a large presence in lodging and restaurants. Mexicans, the single largest group of immigrants, own the greatest number of immigrant-owned small businesses. They're followed by those from India, Korea, Cuba, China, and Vietnam. I'm Marcy Norton with the Wall Street Journal.
Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. You only pay shipping and handling. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-922-4075. That's 1-800-922-4075. Call 1-800-922-4075.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Season. Can't wait for cooler weather. Good grief. This rain's going to cool things off. It's pouring out there still, isn't it, Pat? Yeah. Yeah, hopefully it's going to clear up here this afternoon. We're headed up to Westminster to the Quality Deer Management Association pig roast, and you can join us, too. It's up there on Pool Road at the, I believe it's VFW, the American Legion. You can go online to QDMAMD and get all the details. I think it's $30. But we're going to eat pulled pork, big old roast pig, and enjoy some good company with some good friends and talk about deer hunting. If you want to join us, come on up. QDMA Maryland. And you can see all the details right there on the website. We'll just have a good time and eat some pulled pig. Whew, looking forward to it and all that goes with it. That's for sure. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We've got a giant, seriously, giant Maryland Hunting Quarterly coming up. I think I sent Donna, my creative director, I think I sent her 25 stories to format on everything, waterfowl and bears and deer and mineral plots and everything else. And that'll be coming out first of August. We've got the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine out there, and we hit a couple sites online. Somebody picked up a copy, I think, at Clyde's and put our website online. We'll be getting the stats on that on Monday, but I think my web guy looked, and he said there were, 250-some hits on the website there in one day, which is pretty good. Now, there's 20,000 of these, almost 20,000 of these hard copies on the street. If we have to do a reprint, we will, but we're getting calls from all over the place, and we're really enjoying the success of the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine, and we're grateful to our advertisers that that supported us in our first effort, and I'm looking forward to coming out with another one next year, twice as big, let's hope. So if you get a chance to get a copy of that, you're welcome to do so. Either one of those magazines that Ellis Outdoors produces is available online. The summer issue is available for reading online at www.marylandhuntingquarterly.com. And Maryland Loves Crabs is available for at mdlovescrabs.com. So check them out online if you like to read online. Yeah, you're certainly welcome to do that. We also have we learned that the iPad and the iPhone are not compatible with the program that we have, the Flash program that we have for reading the magazine online. So we remedied that. We put a PDF of the both entire magazines up there. So if you have a device, an iPhone, an iPad that doesn't have Flash, that's part of the Adobe package, you could still read the magazine online. You're just going to have to go page to page to page the way that loads, and that is for your other mobile device that is not compatible with Flash. So if you can't read it one way, you can read it the other. But we're really tickled if you go online you can and have a PC. I mean, it's no problem. It comes up on the screen, and you can read it just like a magazine, turn the pages with the arrows and everything else. It's pretty cool. So we like that. And we also want your recipes, your photos, your stories, all that stuff for both publications. If you've got a great crabbing story like we heard this morning, about the 9 and 10 inch crabs, the bushels of those, you know, that one day, that one magical day where that hit, we like that story. We'd like you to, send us that story online or call us or, let us know that you have a story, pictures of your crabbing or your hunting, your buck from last year, your kids with the squirrels, your rabbit hunt, your pheasant, whatever it might be. We'd love to publish that for you in our magazines, and there's ways to contact us on both of those websites. The basic email address for the radio show and the one that I watch the most and the one that comes directly to my inbox and directly to my phone is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. You're welcome to try it. It's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's my email address. The website for the show is ellisoutdoors.com. It's got the podcast on it. It's updated pretty regularly. I don't know if we're up to date on the podcast at the moment with last week's show, but I can certainly look. Let's see, ellisoutdoors.com podcasts. Where are we? Yep, July 7th was the latest show. So on the 31st when we had the power outage, on the 30th when we had the power outage right there before the 4th, the power was off here at the station and we weren't able to do anything like that. But I've got instructions out to my web guy to update the site, and we are working on that very quickly here, and we'll get that updated for you this week. That's ellisoutdoors.com. ellis@ellisoutdoors.com is the website. And there we are. Let's talk to Gene in Queenstown. Good morning, Gene. How are you?
Good morning.
What's up?
I've got a couple of places out in where that fly fishing fellow wants to go.
Vince from Chestertown is going out to Western Maryland. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Castleman River I prefer to the Savage.
Okay, why?
The Savage is slick. I broke a nice rod in a fall in the Savage a couple of years ago. The rocks are really nasty.
Okay. That's a good reason. Yep. Now,
and the other one is Town Creek.
Town Creek, yes.
Yeah, Town Creek. We don't have as good a maps as Pennsylvania does for their fishing area, but if you go to the trout stocking schedule in the DNR.
Yep, that's what I recommended.
And click on those delayed harvest areas. Town Creek's a delayed harvest.
Right.
And it'll give you a pretty good road-to-road boundaries of where the fish are put in.
Right.
which isn't a bad guide, but just getting the roads to where the creek is good to have.
Yeah, you can drive for miles and miles out there in Western Maryland and not see anything but miles and miles.
That's right.
Yep. Bear country.
Town Creek is kind of hard to get back to, but it's worth it.
Yep, I got you. Well, you can't park on the road and, you know, get out of the car and start fishing.
No. And there's one place up in the upper part of the delayed harvest area that you really need a four-wheel drive to get to.
Wow. Okay. That's cool.
But it's worth it.
Oh, yeah. Yep. A lot of good fishing out there, no question. So.
And there's a low-water ford, but don't do it.
A low-water ford, don't do it. Why?
Because you got to go negotiate with a farmer with a big tractor to get your car out of the low-water ford.
The low... okay. I got you.
It was a pretty high stepping explorer, but it didn't make it.
Didn't quite make it, huh? All right. Well, don't do it. Well, that's good advice. That's good to know. Yeah.
My comment was they lied.
They lied. Yeah. Yeah. To be forewarned is to be forearmed, and we appreciate that. So very good, Gene. Thanks for those good tips, and I'm sure Vince appreciates it.
Take care. Enjoy your show.
All right, buddy. Town Creek and the Castleman as opposed to Savage.
Yeah, the Savage is, I don't know what's on those rocks, but it must be cat snot or something.
Well, it could be rock snot. I don't know if that's.
I didn't see that.
The Didymo?
Yeah, I didn't see any of that. And the pictures in the DNR of that stuff, pretty graphic.
Oh, yeah, no question.
But what's there before we got the rock snot is really slick.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I went head over teacups and
that's
broke
nice.
A nice sage.
Oh, man, that's nice. Sorry about that. Well, Gene, let me ask you, do you carry a waiting staff?
Yeah, I'm 77, and I need all the help I can get.
I hear you. Well, my buddy, bless his heart, my buddy Dale from Easton, who calls occasionally, met up with him the other day, and Dale gave me his father's waiting staff. And I was very appreciative. It's an Orvis staff that he bought many years ago. And it means a lot. And I just want to say thanks to our buddy out there, Dale. So
yeah, mine's an old one, and you just shake it, and it firms up. Otherwise, it stays folded up.
Yeah, this is a standard ash wood waiting staff. So it's all good. All right, Gene, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Take care.
Yep. See ya. Hey, also, bad news. We got some news the other day that was not good. Our former fur bear chief, Robert Colonna with Department of Natural Resources, his son Garrett was killed in Berlin the other day in a plane crash. Garrett was a pilot of one of those planes that drags those banners over the beaches, you know. And there was some trouble, and we understand the plane struck a tree, and Garrett lost his life, young man in his 20s. So our thoughts and prayers goes out to the family of Garrett Colonna, Robert Colonna. Last time I saw Robert was at the Trappers Convention last August, and we just want to say, we're thinking of you. Heartfelt thoughts and prayers go out to the family. So. Okay. Better news. You can join Jerry Putt, who caught a 25-inch flounder, or Brian McAllister of Chestertown, who caught a 13.25-inch white perch, or Mike Wersabecki from Delaware City, Delaware, who caught a 15.5-inch crappie, or Josh Heinfeldt from Rock Hall, who caught a 13-inch white perch. How about James Herr from Fairfax, who caught a 27-inch sheep's head. That's a big sheep's head. Or Jamie Biddle from Westchester, Pennsylvania, caught a 34-inch bluefish. How about George Maskey from Edgewater, 13-inch white perch. Greg Weber from Perryville with a 21-inch largemouth. Jacob Poling from Middletown with a 21-inch largemouth. Robert Thompson from Baltimore with a 13-inch white perch. How about Tim Ashby from Sykesville with a 22.5-inch largemouth bass, or Chris Daniel from Annapolis with a 60-inch white marlin? How about Joe Frazier from Baltimore with a 43-inch striper, or Lee Pucci from Newmarket with a 42-inch tiger muskie, or even Jim Kleiber from Emmitsburg with a 65-inch white marlin? You can join all those folks in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. They've all caught cetacean-sized fish from around Maryland recently. There are more than 60 species of fish in the Maryland Fishing Challenge from all over, whether it's freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay on the coast. They all qualify if they're the right size. We invite you to visit your local Fish and Citation Center or the DNR website, dnr.maryland.gov, and click on the Fishing Challenge. You just go to the fisheries page. Diamond Jim's out there, too. Now, we've got another round of Diamond Jim being tagged this coming week for August. Diamond Jim's worth $20,000 right now. It's a rockfish with a bright green tag. Plenty of imposters out there, too. Plenty of imposters out there. We got note that two of those fish were caught. We don't know what they are exactly, but they were caught this past week. And they were tagged in the lower bay, and they were caught near Bloody Point. So they do swim. They could be anywhere. They could be on the end of your line. Diamond Jim, catch a rockfish with a bright green tag. Call the number on the tag, and you might have just captured a $20,000 or $25,000 fish. Again, that's dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge featuring Lefty Cray, and this year featuring Diamond Jim. Lefty Cray doesn't have a tag in him that we know of, but featuring Diamond Jim and honoring Maryland's own Lefty Cray. Are you feeling lucky? Well, that's the question of the day. That is the question of the day. I mentioned Tochterman's earlier. 1,000 fishing rods on display. Over 700 fishing reels, all the bait and tackle for every aspect of fishing in Maryland and beyond, offshore, fly fishing, surf fishing, bottom fishing, bay fishing, rock fish. They've got the tackle to match. They've got the experts in all those fields. You want to go fly fishing? Talk to Joe. You want to go offshore? You talk to McCabe. You want to go for bass? Talk to Gene. You want to go travel? Talk to Jim. There's somebody there for every aspect of fishing that you can talk to that will give you good advice, good solid advice, and make your fishing trip much, much better. Largest selection of Costa Del Mar sunglasses I've ever seen. Yeti coolers. Yeti coolers. Extreme coolers. Bear proof. Very, 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 very good coolers. If you've heard anything about any kind of lifetime coolers, it's a Yeti, 2 inches of insulation in the sides, proprietary insulation, their own, 3 inches in the lid. You can't get that in those, you know, supermarket coolers or the ones you get at the big box stores. Yeti, that's the one you want. And you can find it at Tochterman's. They even have them in Raven colors. 1925 Eastern Avenue, Fells Point, 2.5 blocks east of Broadway is Tochterman's. They've been there since 1916, same family name, same great service. 410-327-6942, that's 410-327-6942 for Tochterman's in downtown Baltimore. Oh, did I mention bloodworms? Not yet, huh? Well, they've got them. Best in the solar system. That's correct. See, we don't know if there's bloodworms outside of our solar system. I mean, you get past Uranus, what do you know? Not much. But we've got the greatest bloodworms in the solar system right downtown Tochterman's. You've got it. 410-327-6942. Stop in today. Summer's the time for picnics and family get-togethers and reunions and camping trips. Summer is corn on the cob, steamed crabs, and fresh tomatoes. Summer is cold, juicy melons, and all that makes me hungry. The Schillinger family at Papa John's Farm steam their corn on the cob with crabs for a great family dinner. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great tasting food, I'd like to recommend Papa John's Farm in Severn. That's where I get my stuff. I had a great cantaloupe from there the other day. It was very tasty. Now, at their enormous produce barn, Their own tasty super sweet corn and tomatoes are ready. Homegrown tomatoes right there. Their squash and zucchini, peppers and onions, green beans and cucumbers, mouthwatering cantaloupes and watermelons, all right there. Papa John's Farm, right off I-97, exit 12, 8065, New Cut Road in Severn. That number is 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday to Saturday, from 9 to 7, and Sunday 9 to 6. That phone number. Now, look, if you've got a family reunion coming up, you got a gathering, you need a church get-together, you need corn on the cob, you want to get a big pile of it, some bunch of watermelons and cantaloupes and, you know, tomatoes and stuff like that. I'm telling you, we used to do that as a family. We used to get together on the 4th of July, make corn on the cob, and on Labor Day. It was always a great time. Big family, 40, 50 people, plenty of corn. That's what you need. 410-969-8810 for Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early. And honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot.
Even when it's cold, she's still hot. I like it. 410-922-6680. 410-WCBM 680. 1-800-922-6680. Outside the local Baltimore dialing area, you can give us a call. Love to hear from you. Got a nice call, nice email from Arnold. Talked about skinning and where the stripers are, and he said, I can't tell you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tease you like that. You'll find them. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Give us a call here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And we like email. We do. We really do. So, let's follow up last week's show just for a little bit and just touch on the UN Arms Treaty. First of all, if it's signed, if it's agreed to in the UN, and if the treaty is signed by our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, then the President's signature makes it official. It supersedes the Second Amendment. It can be struck down by the Senate if the Senate brings it to a vote. I seriously doubt if the president of the Senate, which would be, or I don't know, is he the president? What is he? What's Harry Reid? What is that doofus? What's his title? I don't know. But Reid, if Reid allows the Senate to vote on it, the Senate will surely vote it down. But you know, he's got the gavel, and he's the guy with the big stick over there in the Senate. And if it is signed, it does become law, because, believe it or not, our Constitution said that treaties supersede the Constitution for law of the land. The only way to defeat the UN Arms Trade Treaty, which gives control of weapons over to the United Nations, if it is signed, and if it is signed by the president, is to clear the decks in the upcoming November election, which means we have to defeat this president in his bid to re-election, And it also means that we have to have a majority in the Senate. We have to throw out some of the senators that are there now and get a Republican majority in the Senate. The new head of the Senate would then have to bring the treaty to a vote, and the Senate could negate the treaty. The only way to defeat the UN arms trade treaty, if it has not come to a vote in the Senate, is to throw that Senate out and put a different majority, Republican majority in the Senate, and throw out that treaty. That's it. Let's talk to Rob in his car. Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Good. Well, just driving down 50 on my way to go do some flounder fishing down in OC.
Oh, man. And, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I heard you talking about the braided line, and what I found is that you don't necessarily need a fancy knot. What you need is a little CA glue.
Oh, yeah, you can get some glue. That'll work.
Yeah, it's basically, you can get it in a hobby shop, and it dries instantly. All you need is one little drop. You can tie whatever kind of knot you want.
Right.
But one little drop, as soon as you dunk it in the water, it's instantly dry, and you're in business.
Beautiful. Works for me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Throw that out there.
Well, I appreciate that, but you know, the people have learned to tie knots, and some of them are complicated. The uni knot is a little bit complicated, but it does hold well, and there are a couple other knots. That Shaw Grigsby knot, and I don't know what the name of it is. Gene down at Tochterman swears by it. That's the one he attaches his lures with and that type of thing, and he's all about it. It is strong stuff, that braided line, no question about it. So.
Oh, yeah, but it's slick.
It's slick? What do you mean it's slick?
Well, it'll slip.
Oh, it'll slip. Yeah, it'll definitely it'll slip. Yes, and of course, now, when you're flounder fishing, do you tie a mono leader onto it?
No, I haven't. I just tied right on to swivel.
Right onto the swivel.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you put that drop of glue on the knot there that you've attached to the swivel. And then what do you use on what do you attach to the swivel? Like a flounder pounder or something like that?
Yeah. And then just run off of that. We'll run run like a little fish finder or something. You know, rig.
Yeah, I got you.
Drag her along, you know.
That's what works, man.
Yeah, man.
You know, I used to fish a lot over in New Jersey. We had relatives down there, and we'd go over there for vacation and flounder fish and bottom fish. And, you know, those flounder rigs, you look at them in a tackle shop and you go, I don't know about that. You know, I'll tell you what, buddy, they work. You know, they all work. And the best thing is to ask your tackle shop what color or what one is being sold the most and what's working the best. And most of them will give you an honest answer, and that's the one you get. So,
yeah, they want you to catch fish.
Sure they do.
Them, you know?
Yep,
right.
Exactly. All right, buddy.
All right, man.
Thanks. See ya.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Well. What's in your bed? I mean your truck bed. Your pickup truck bed. Well, I've got mine protected with a Linex spray-on bed liner from Bay Linex at Glen Burnie. Linex is the best available protective coating on the market, period. Now, if you'd like to have your bed sprayed to match your truck in color, well, Linex with color-coated DuPont Kevlar uses your existing paint code to provide you with that factory-finished look, offering superior protection. Linex spray-on bed liners are rated number one in customer satisfaction. Now, Bay Linex of Glen Burnie also has a mobile service that comes to your job site for commercial and industrial applications for underground holding tanks and secondary containments, as styrofoams and plastic. They all need protection. Linex protective coatings have been tested by the Air Force and the Army Corps of Engineers. Now, if you'd like to know more, visit Bay Linex at Glen Burnie online at baylinex.com or stop by 400 Arundel Corporation Road, Bay I, just off Beltway, exit 3A. Don't be fooled by imitations. Call 410-789-0199. Ask for Bobby Hawkins. He's probably there this morning. Mention the Outdoors and Radio Show or Ellis Outdoors and learn how you can receive a $30 Bass Pro gift card. That's baylinex.com or 410-789-0199. Linex of Glen Burnie, now more than just bedliners. One more time, tell you about Fish Bones Bait and Tackle. Take Route 100 all the way to the end. Hit Mountain Road. head towards Gibson Island on Mountain Road, 2.5 miles on the right-hand side. You will find beside the Shell station, Fishbones Bait and Tackle, a little place there, but great big stuff inside. It's got a lot of tackle, a lot of bait, fresh bait, good information, good fishing information, good crabbing information. They've also got the stainless steel crab steamers, half bushel, bushel, bushel and a half sizes, got the basket, got the lid, all made right here in Maryland, have Fishbone's name on the top. You will not ever have to buy another crab steamer in your entire life. Fishbone's Bait and Tackle, 4729 Mountain Road in Pasadena, 410-360-0573 for Fishbone's Bait and Tackle. Let's talk to Steve in his car. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Yes, I'll bet you two won that incident that happened in the theater. They're going to use that to stop the guns and everything else. And I'm not a gun holder, but I know one thing. Statistics show that people who carry guns in a gun-carrying state, they don't have as much crime as the ones that put down these guns because the criminals end up with the guns. You know, and it's just terrible. I just see our country gone. And this Reed that you brought up, he's not going to be for us. Now, I really feel like I was brought up as a Democrat, but the Democrat Party is not our party. And we don't have a friend in the White House, that's for sure. I'm just so sick. Mm. Our country's fried.
Way to end on a positive note there, Steve. Our country's fried. Well, I'm going to eat some pulled pig today. Some big old pig done on a grill up in Westminster, the QDMA event. You too can come if you'd like. Plenty of room, plenty of pig, lots of good company. We get to talk about deer hunting. I'm going to rub shoulders with some salt of the earth folks that will defend our country if anything comes down the pike. But